96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to the Hit Back. I'm your host, Nahaja Black. It is a beautiful day here in the 242. I hope that everybody's doing well, that we are taking care of ourselves, that we are the best of ourselves today, that we are, you know, striving every moment of every day to maximize our potential, to not live in the same state that we were yesterday, but rather to excel, to push ourselves, to not live in excess, but to exceed the limitations of people, of yourself, of your parents, of your grandparents, of your husband, of your wife. Not to be limited by other people's mindsets and beliefs of you, but rather extend your circle to those who are always pouring into your life and reject anything that tries to take away your joy, your peace, that tries to take away your sanity. All of those things, all of those people are weights that you don't have to carry. They are to carry. If your mortgage is trying to kill you, you better figure out how to downsize that thing, because your peace of mind matters. If the person living in the house with you is a part of the problem along with the mortgage, I say take it to Jesus and seek counseling before you do the last thing, which is wait 2 years to get a divorce. Because I know why they're trying to make it. But you know what? I hope that we are all doing well today. Some big news. If you are following the news today, if you've been following the news, some big things. Let me first of all say congratulations to the Ministry of Tourism, who I must give them kudos. They are doing the work, all right? If any ministry right now in the pandemic is getting work done, it is the Ministry of Tourism. I've got to say a special shout out to Minister D'Aguila, to the Director of Tourism, Joy Jibrilu, to all of those persons who are working tirelessly, figuring out ways. And it's not easy, you know, trying to figure out ways in a not even post-pandemic society, but in a society where we are struggling today. We are live on Guardian Radio on Facebook. We are not live on my page or my stream today. We're trying to fix and figure out some technical issues, so we're trying all of these other avenues. But we are live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM every weekday, Monday through Friday. And for all of you who continue to listen, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And, you know, it's your support that helps the show to grow. So thank you guys so much. But my point with Minister D'Aguila and the Ministry of Tourism, some big news continues to come out of tourism. They say, Nahaja, what is the big news? Well, today, have you heard of the prince? We are in the process of purchasing Grand Bahama Airport, the airport, for $1. But listen, I don't care how much conspiracy you will find in that one. We bought Grand Lucayan, well over value. So they make it up. $1, you're getting all of the assets of the airport, And I gather there will be debts that come with it. And we will have to figure out what all of these deals are. And there are a lot of deals that we want to get the details of. On its surface level, it is a good deal. It is a great accomplishment. The concern was that we were going to have to pay some serious money for that airport, because it's quite unfortunate who we do deals with in the first place. But somehow, we were able to broker this deal. It's a value, not at a value of $1, but the deal is said to be $1. That was announced today in the House of Assembly. That is a major accomplishment. So kudos to the Ministry of Tourism as they continue to do the work. You say, well, Nahaja, what is the continue to do the work aspect of it? Well, ladies and gentlemen, as that has happened, we are seeing an uptick in tourism. We are seeing cruise ships come back, and not just come back, but we know that Royal Caribbean has determined that it will start home porting one of its ships, right? We have tons of questions on that, but just on its face value, that's very, very exciting news. We can then begin to ask questions about the revenue. What type of revenue are we anticipating, estimating? Those are numbers that can easily be brought to us because Royal Caribbean has already done those numbers. And their numbers we can actually look at and pontificate on and figure out ways how we can matter them. How do we get the tours to increase? What type of businesses and restaurants and experiences do those persons, those tourists need to see and experience, not just downtown, but in the general vicinity? You know, we never talk about a general downtown area, general Bay Street area. You got the general Toronto area. You got the all kinds of general areas. What is the general Bay Street area? The general Bay Street area can trickle down into our over-the-hill communities, you know. We cannot, and I always wondered if the over-the-hill initiative was a part of a bigger, if they saw the bigger vision of what was possible. Because if you look at the port and what it's possible for the port to do, if this port ever, because listen, it's been a year, I ain't see much work happening at the port, but I digress. You know, I ain't seen nothing happen. But if the port's major hub that we anticipate, obviously those persons who've been holding broken properties downtown are going to be extremely rich or wealthier than they were before. But then there are also things that you have to consider. If you are over the hill, how do we get, because there won't always be room. Nassau's too small. That area is going to get filled up if we really do tourism right downtown. Nassau's going to get filled up. Those small hotels are now going to be the dollar value hotels, and the bigger ones, more affluent ones like the Hilton, I think that they will keep their prices high, especially these one-day cruise passengers. It's going to be a ton of people down the hill. When you start talking about, and that's what I've been telling people from the announcement, hold your property. Don't sell it. Don't sell it. I don't care how much the Chinese giving you. I don't care how much your boy. Hold that property through Broome Street. Hold that property on West, West Street. Don't sell nothing on West Street. Hold all of that. Don't mind my realtor sitting there. Hold it. Don't let it go. Because right now the value, I believe the value is going to go up. Hold it for some years. Just hold it for some years and watch that value go up. If what is promised in downtown, hold it for at least 10 years. Man, listen, Matt will agree with me on that too. I know he'll feel me on that. And I know Nathaniel sitting there, they're both going to agree. I feel a hold in my spirit. Hallelujah. Anyways, because now you're going to see people that is going to bulge. It's going to be an expansion. If the port continues to do what they promised to do, if we see apart from the cruise ships and the development there, but if we continue to see the development of what was promised, even with the monuments, if we see that those parks and national parks are updated, and then we start to see more tours, like walking tours, creating that historic ability, there is money to be made. Hold your apartment, which your Grammy leave for you that time. Just hold it, spruce it up. Watch vacation rentals start to go up in that area. Begin to think about security in the interim. One of the most important things is if we create that sort of value, make sure people feel safe. And now restaurants don't have to be fast food chains. They can be the indigenous pea soup and dough restaurant. Listen, man, money to make. Hold yourself for 10 years. Just hold yourself for 10. Anybody want to sell their property in West? I want your property on West Street now. I say, don't hold it from me. You know, I mean, I'm willing to buy it because I see something going on there. So, you know, I so fool. They're going to move west. They should have moved West Street. That's what should happen. Anyways, so there is opportunity, guys. And I think you're going to, as it goes down the street, as we see the initiatives with the over-the-hill initiatives, I think it's wise. Use those incentives if you have a home, if you have a business. I've been telling you, it will happen. It will happen. Don't sleep. If you begin to see development, it will happen. Don't sell it. One of the most important things that will be needed in the inner city is parking. Y'all sleep. Empty lots can make big money in over-the-hill because there's no parking. You can hold your property and just be parking. If you are on a corner lot, hold it for parking. You'll be surprised how much money you can make just with parking as gentrification begins to take hold. So listening to tourism, I get excited because, of course, you realize even though we are shifting and we want to enlarge our models, our economic models, tourism is still our number one train. The thing is, how do you diversify that train? Diversification and getting into the money. We as Bahamians have been outside the money. That's why I think the vacation rentals is such a powerful tool for all of us who are outside of the money. Vacation rental websites are now, or a renter can now create the experiences for these people who are coming off of the ship, who are coming off of the plane. So now we are also people who can get into the tour industry. You don't need to have a taxi plate to take people on a tour, or a tour guide license to take someone on a tour. Book yourself as a tour agent through these vacation rental opportunities. And now you are taking what we used to do with our property. Listen, when we used to do it free of charge, just for fun. And this is what we do to make people feel at home. If you needed to be picked up from the airport, if you were, you know, we didn't live far from the airport, we would pick you up, politely pick you up, bring you home, and give you a one-time ride around the island just so you could know where to go. People loved that. It was 5 stars. And it wasn't any, you know, anything off of me. Now, I was foolish. I should have had an extra $25 to that. I wasn't even thinking. Now I know. So there are opportunities here that I think that when we begin to really look at it, the more people who land on this country, and that's why home porting is so important, are so wonderful an opportunity. And that's why getting the Grand Bahama Airport is so, you know, at a dollar is a big deal. We are in control now. We can even, you know, when we manage the revenue, the fees, one of the complaints of Grand Bahama Airport was that the fees were exorbitant. So we can manage that as well. Make the experience of landing and traveling something that we can control and manage and deal with it the way we've dealt with NAD, not Bahamas Air, where we did the airport. I ain't talking about Bahamas Air because we don't know how to manage that, the airport. And we've figured out ways to make that work. So we can do this. And I'm very excited about that. Grand Lucayan in Grand Bahama has reopened today. Right before airtime, I was unable to reach the chairman, Michael Scott. Is Mr. Scott still the chairman? Yes, he is. I think he still is the chairman. So, you know, wanting to find out more about that opening, was hoping to reach someone from Grand Bahama, but was unable to. Right before the show, just to talk a bit about that. But we listen, there's a lot to be optimistic about. And I want us to be optimistic even when we talk about the fact that there is vaccines. There are vaccines out there. One may work and one may not work. Your skepticism may be strong, right? Yeah, it may be strong. It's, oh, thank you, Nathaniel. I love you. I see you send me a little nugget of information there. Oh, let me see. Oh, I got to look at that in the interim there too. But there is skepticism out there. But also when I see that, I get hopeful. Because what it tells me is that we're about to turn a corner. And this morning, on that note, of course, I woke up this morning with, information that is now coming and sharing information that is saying, oh, we lost a nurse to a vaccine. It did not take long to confirm or deny. It did not take, and you always have to be mindful of the source of certain stories. I don't even understand why we're still having this discussion. Know your source. Now, sources, qualified sources, can be wrong. So it's not saying that all sources are, you know, the deemed qualified ones are always right, but they can be wrong. But ladies and gentlemen, when you know that a source is potentially out there for rumor, the fear mongering, we got to take these things seriously. And it has opened also leads to another discussion on how easy it is for us to believe the worst of this vaccine. And that means that we are far away from having the mass of people really take people's choices. So I'm not condemning someone for their choice to not take the vaccine. What I am concerned about is how readily we are able or willing to share information if it confirms our position or bias. And that is not new to humans. It is what it is. But in this day of social media, we can put ourselves in silos. So social media silos, where what we want to hear, everything that comes to us gives us confirmation bias, whether real or not. Hence why you can have the United States literally, well, not literally, because the President Biden won, so it can't literally be in half, but almost very close to half of Americans are believing one really strong sort of moral and ethical philosophy versus another. Neither say, look, I can't say that the Democrats are super righteous compared to the Republicans. They're just like the PLP and F&M to me, but I digress. That ain't the show today. This is Wednesday. We're talking about money. But before we get to the money part, I need us to get to the mindset part. It is very dangerous for us when we're talking about health, when we're talking about the vaccine, that we are putting things that we feel as if should be the right answer together. And we own it as that, share it as that. Seek to confirm before we share. The reason for it is it does more harm than good. I want us to get better. I do not want us to rush and take things that aren't safe. However, enough has been taught to me to know that I am leaning towards, seriously, that's just my personal thing. And in our house, leaning heavily towards, we are going to take, not leaning heavily, we are going to take the vaccine. The question is, well, you know, they got to be wise now. Hubby and I can't take the vaccine at the same time, just in case, you know, because I still got my doubts. I ain't taking this. We got three children. So, you know, one going first. And since his insurance better than mine, he going first. Just things go south. Got to make sure we covered. You know, just, everybody knows that's wisdom. You know, I can mourn, but the mortgage can be paid. So I can mourn better. At least I can be free to mourn. And, you know, and that's a part. Don't judge me. We have to think this thing through. This got to make sense. But we are seeing at some point, right? And so it's important because we want to turn, make the turn. And the economy needs for us to make the turn. We need to make the turn and shift our angle, shift how we're going to get to another space. So listen, this is going to be our story today. I'm excited because the optimism that I share, I believe that my guests will share as well. When you hit bottom, all you could go is up, you know. This is the perfect time. As the economy is sinking, as you see things are lower. Certain things, you look for where the opportunity lies. Everybody tells you, buy share prices when they're low. When the company starts to go down in time, get excited. That's why GameStop could have such a big momentum. It was going down. And when you feel as if, and there are trends. When you're buying stocks and bonds, it isn't just about guessing. There are studies and trends and theories and knowing when the cyclical or the cycles happen and when to get out. Because numbers are numbers. Some semblance of consistency with numbers. So numbers aren't always random. Don't fall for that. That's why some people can win in casinos and others can't. All right. Anyways. So with that said, is that there is an opportunity in this season. And that is always our thing. At home, Hubby and I are always, Matt knows this, Nathaniel knows this, we're always looking for the opportunity. And the problem with many of us is we may see the opportunity, but we're not prepared to cash in on the opportunity. And that's where success happens. Success is when the opportunity and the preparation meets, that's when we're golden and success happens. Many of us can see the trends, but we're not doing what's necessary to prepare. McDonald's is in the real estate business. I learned that early on in my learning. They're not in the food business, the real estate business. McDonald's knows where they want their business every time. Every time they know curbside, which area, how much mileage between square mile, prime locations, because the menu doesn't change. But the franchise model, what they really became wealthy from was the franchise model. The menu don't change. They could add, what is in a McRib? Really, what's in that? Nobody knows. But they sell it. And you know what? Every time you go to McDonald's, check the location. They have a plan. So when the opportunity comes, they're prepared, they execute, boom, another franchise, another opportunity. That's how we should be. So I've got joining me today, he was on the show, well, we played one of my best shows ever, you know, some 2-3 weeks ago, because I wanted that show to be the precursor of this show. That show with Matt Sweeting and Nathaniel Butler was about real estate and getting into the real estate market pre-COVID. Now we are in a COVID, hopefully post-COVID era. What has changed, right? We had just come out of Dorian, and that was a whole conversation in and of itself. I don't think we delved into that deeply on that show, but that factored into our conversation. So now we have Dorian, COVID, welcome to the new, to the new market in the Bahamas. What has changed? And that is what we're going to be discussing. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be joined with Matt Sweeting and Nathaniel Butler, two very talented, brilliant young men who excel at what they do, who will be sharing that excellence with us on the Hit Back with Nahaja Black. It is a wealthy Wednesday, y'all. It's time to make that money. You're listening to the Hit Back with Nahaja Black on Guardian 96.9 FM.
Got to get back. Need some get back.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can. thing. But we could be in deep trouble if they find out. We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 2423 or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
For the past 33 years, Great Commission Ministries has been defending the poor and hurting, feeding the hungry, and sheltering the homeless. We invite you to support our Live to Give program and make a difference in these challenging times. Become a donor by giving a one-time annual gift or a monthly donation of $50 or $100. Call Great Commission Ministries at 325-5801 for more details. Or visit our headquarters at 237 Wolf Road. Join Live to Give today. This public service announcement is proudly sponsored by this radio station.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of the by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Comfort Suites Paradise Island is the best-kept secret in the Bahamas. Located directly next door to the Atlantis Resort, you'll receive all the privileges of an Atlantis guest with all the benefits of a Comfort Suites stay. Enjoy everything Atlantis has to offer, including Aquaventure Water Park, plus all the amenities of Comfort Suites, free Wi-Fi, free breakfast daily, and kids stay, play, and eat free. Visit ComfortSuitesPI.com.
You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. We've got joining me now, Matt Sweeting. Let me unmute Matt. Okay, where's Matt? Unmute. All right. Matt Sweeting and Nathaniel Butler. Producer, you can just unmute them for us. Let's get them on the air. There you go. Welcome, guys. How you doing?
Man, it's so great to be on the show with you again. Thank you for having us, Matt.
It's always a pleasure. Hi, Matt.
Hey there, Nahaja. Good to be back. I have such fond memories and such jokes about when we connected in studio the first time. So I was glad to be able to connect with you guys again.
Yeah, you know, and different times, right? Different times, because then you could connect in studio. Now yeah. We got to makeshift connections and stuff. So it's definitely different, but it's so good to see you guys. And, you know, it's great to have you on with us today. All right, Matt. All right, Nat. Wow, Matt and Nat. I just caught that slow budget joke for me. I'm a little slow today. So, guys, it has been a year since we last spoke, right? And I think, Matt Sweeting, you got some calls because I definitely sent some folks your way post the re-airing of that show, right? I am interested today, and I'll tell you guys nowhere to lie. You know what I'm really interested in today? Today, what I'm interested in is not just what is new, but how do I move from knowing the opportunities, Matt and Nathaniel, to being prepared and moving from real estate voyeur to now developer. Because I want to switch situations now. I ain't trying to be, one house or three unit woman. I want an empire. but I come from Elizabeth State. Yeah. So you got to tell me what all I need to get done. But before we get to that, let's start with this. Where are we now? What is the real estate market looking like, Matthew?
Yeah. You know, my response to that is the same. And I often recently, and obviously for obvious reasons, that it is surprisingly busy. You know, we, at the outset, we had Edison Sumner, who's the former chairman of the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce and Employers Confederation, and Robert Myers, a well-respected businessman here, kind of come into our agent meeting and talk about or give some speculative forecasts mm-hmm. about what is ahead of us. And you know, a lot of their forecasts came true. What we didn't anticipate is how busy real estate would be. You know, a lot of realtors internationally were talking about what we call pent-up demand. And that meant that people who were positioned to buy on the journey of buying, after they were open and they could get out and see real estate again, they were still motivated to do that. You know, my thoughts individually would have been, oh, well, they might have exhausted their savings. That was my thought. But that wasn't the case for these people. They seem to have been responsible even in a COVID season, even in the height of the COVID season, financially speaking, and they were ready to go. And so, you know, the last two quarters of 2020 was more busy for us than the first two quarters going into it. So now we're talking starting to open up, we're talking realtors not being able to even go out and show property, but the minute we were able to, and thanks to the Bahamas Real Estate Association for being active and getting us the ability to be able to show property, but the minute we were able to do that, people were ready to see it.
Wow.
So, and still, just to close that, still very busy coming into 2021, a lot of prospects locally and internationally, people buying luxury properties, people buying and selling local properties. Rental market is very active. As hotels continue to open up now, we're seeing a lot of activity in that expat market, rental market. And so all throughout the gamut, it is a very, very busy, busy time.
Wow. No, that's big. I mean, why? Why do we think so? Nathaniel and Kermit, you're good, Nathaniel? There you go. Why do you think so, Nathaniel?
Well, you keep in mind, people see the opportunity. There's a lot of persons who are not the novice real estate investor. They saw the opportunity coming, the pandemic, Dorian, and they knew where the potential lied. And so what you found happening is that they positioned themselves to get it at discount, to get it when the market came to almost like a standstill. And then all of a sudden, from certain family islands, it just exploded. And then it crossed over now into the New Providence market. Matt touched on several sub-segments. I could tell you for a fact, because both my wife and I, as a team, as you made mention of, we were looking, my real estate investment group, like that. And, you know, so amazing that so many people are just buying up so much property. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking from vacant land to properties that were on the distressed listing. You call banks now and they have this long listing. And as you go through the listing, they tell you, no, that's sold. No, that's under contract. And it's like, so wow. What is available? You know, owners selling directly to the market. Owners selling through agencies, owners selling exclusively through certain real estate agencies. You have a lot of that going on now. Am I saying that all of the properties are moving? No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that there's a meeting at the table where there's a lot of buyers and there are a few sellers. And so you want to be, say it again.
No. Finish your thought. And then
you want to be, if you want to get into this thing, this is the ideal time. As long as you're prepared to count the cost and you have a strategy.
Yeah,
you have to have a strategy in this thing. You can't just walk into this thing blindly. I compare this, I compare this walking in the food store and you look at the fruits aisle and all you have left is Masha spoiled fruits, because all of the good ones are almost gone.
So, and I still need some fruits. It's like, I still need some strawberries for that pie, but yeah, things a little tight. Okay, so then is it a buyer or seller's market right now? Matt, what would you say, buyer or seller?
Yeah, so we're definitely still in a very much so a buyer's market. And again, a lot of the tenants of what he mentioned just now are in indicators of buyer's market. He talks about an abundance of inventory. Mm-hmm. While there's been this pent-up demand, the repossessed inventory increasing considerably. And so all of that means that there are more options for people who are looking to buy. And that means, COVID has increased is the ability for buyers to negotiate. And I think he kind of inferred this as well. And so statistically, what we've been seeing, I just produced a report for a client who's looking to sell, is that people are generally getting, you know, if you get an appraisal for $250,000, we're seeing maybe 10, maybe as high in some instances as 20% off market value, just based on the kind of market we're in now.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that that's what's very interesting, in that you would anticipate that, right? That we would have, when things are bad economically, there would be more sell-off, right? That more things have to now be relinquished, which is unfortunate, right? Then it becomes the market for those who say, well, you know what? This is a great opportunity. I've been saving this money on the side here, or I've allowed my home to gain some equity over here. I got enough of the down payment. I could buy this piece of land. I see something and I have... But what was key to all of that is strategy. One shouldn't go out and just buy land to buy land unless there's a strategy, right? Okay, no, so that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you guys in the real estate market, and y'all always don't mind. Y'all don't mind people buying land.
Right.
You can buy for whatever you want to buy for. We ain't your therapist. Yeah. But in business, and this is why I wanted us to have this discussion, there must be a strategy on purchasing anything in terms of real estate, in terms of home or land, and things to know or look out for to determine costs, right? Overall costs. So let's start there. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. We've got Nathaniel Butler from Druber Solutions, CEO, founder of Druber Solutions. We've got Matt Sweeting from One Oak Bahamas Realty. My boy is officially his own man. He built up all of this social and business capital. Is about bloody time you go and make yourself wealthy. So I support you all the way, my boy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, all right. We now are, so this is what has been going on. So during this pandemic, you know, Matt knows this. We've been, you're all kind of window shopping, right? Window shopping to no end. And a lot of things that we've learned in this process of window shopping, looking for, you know, the next thing, the next opportunity. And in real estate, that's the thing. What is the next opportunity? If someone with all of the money that's out, I'm talking about the small business development initiative. I know that there are initiatives where they want you to get loans. If you can get it, get some financial support from them to say, build a few cottages on the family island for vacation rentals. That's one of the things that they're hoping that you do, even here in New Providence. Mm-hmm. If I were to say get that and I have gotten $500,000, I'm not talking about me realistically, I'm just saying hypothetically. Let's say that you were able to, through your plan, get $500,000 from SBDC to get, you know, or you're looking for, because SBDC ain't giving it to you yet because you would have had the plan already and know these answers that I'm going to ask. And anyway, but you need $500,000. You are thinking about in Eleuthera, three cottages that you want to build, detached from each other. What would be some of the first things that you would suggest be considered before purchasing the land or looking for land, if you don't know? And would you suggest, on top of that, if I don't have the land, should I even venture into something that big to start with? Can I even with something that big to start with? Talking about three cottages and only have $500,000 as capital to inject into this. Is that something even doable in this market? So I'll start with the first. What would be some of the things we should look for in property that we would like to develop? Matt, I'll start with you.
Yeah, certainly. That's a great question. So the first thing I'd want to touch on is what is the tourism statistics on that island, right? Mm. How much business is there now? What is the potential gain if I was to do an investment there? So if we've determined that we want to be in the top three, maybe top five islands that have the greatest tourism, that would be number one. Then what is my ability to build not be there? If we're talking about me having a job and proposing to do an entire construction project off-site, even on-site, that is difficult. Nahaj, you know this very well. The construction is a bit of a nightmare. Let's call it what it is, right?
Yes.
And so it then presents some challenges if you're off-island. So how do I circumvent? How do I mitigate those challenges? And if I was to think of a number three, proximity to amenities and comparable properties. So I'd want to look at the data. And you could very simply do this. If Eleuthera is where my family is from, and so you know that I think one of the most popular airports, and we could maybe call it Rock Sound Airport, is more popular than Governors Havre. And if it is, how much traffic is that getting? Then that vicinity. So let's call it a 5-mile vicinity of the airport. We want to be as close to the beach as possible. What are the things to do around there? What are the reviews on TripAdvisor that they may have, right? And so if I want to go to, I'm trying to think of a restaurant that might be in the Rock Sound area, but I want to be beach. I want to be close to amenities. I want to be close to airport. Because those are the things that are going to be appealing to people. And so those are some of the things that I would look for.
No, that's good. Nat?
You took all my points, man. You took all my points. No, I was saying the same thing. Believe it or not, I will say this, though. I agree with Matt with the statistics, because believe it or not, we know that we are almost about 2 to 3 years out for global travel to return to some level of normalcy. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We also know that they are going, when I say they, the government and the private sector, they're going full steam ahead with the port development here in New Providence. We know that there are some groups that are doing some work or purchasing property downtown. There's a lot of discussion around airports on the family islands that are undergoing renovation or construction. And then last but not least, we also have in the regional and international news, marketing partnerships and initiatives that will bring more attention to Airbnb type of models. Mm-hmm. So the next 3 years is basically time to put yourself in position.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to look at capabilities. What are your strengths? As Matt mentioned, do you have a contractor in your family? Can you build? You know what I mean? Because as many...
That sounds like a nightmare. That's something I hadn't even considered. You're right.
And it's a nightmare with you there. Imagine when you're not there. But the one point I would want to point out is that if there are voids in regards to the service, I don't want you to just think of just providing the space. The central focus of them coming to your space is you're providing the bed.
Mm-hmm.
But if there are gaps in other services, now you're either in a position to partner or provide the actual service that there may be a gap. For example,
give me an example. Yeah.
For example, let's talk about not having accessibility to a car if they want to drive up and down. Well, mm-hmm. let's put a car there. Let's talk about the possibility of they may want some home cooked meals coming mm-hmm. in. And this is the biggest point of all. You have to look at what market of tourists you want coming. It's critical. I know some persons who just focus on couples who just got married. They only focus strictly on that, and the inside and outside caters to that. Cater to children. I have one friend who shared something to me, blew my mind, didn't even knew it. And they have no more problem me saying it. They focus on the tourists who are traveling with a dog.
Yeah, no, that's a big thing. People with pets. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to kind of go in there with the mindset of, okay, if I'm going to allow this, are the other amenities around me accommodating to the tourists that I'm trying to target? And mm-hmm. once you hit the check marks on all of these areas, it's time to make that money, man. It's yeah. time to make that money.
When we were doing research, one of the things that shocked us was how many people travel with disabilities, but how many homes are not equipped to provide that space and that service.
You're talking
so
my
if
secret
you just
now.
Opened your doorway, put in the ramps, and put a bedroom downstairs so that there's accessibility, and instead of the shower having that lap, let it be something where people can roll in, put a bench and a rail. You would be surprised how many people will funnel into your space and how much money you could make from just that one big move alone, one small move.
So let me touch on that. So there were, I think, and please forgive me if I get this wrong, there was about 4 to 5 years back, there was a study done on disability, those who have disabilities traveling to the Caribbean. They estimate the market to be $1 billion, mm-hmm. north of $1 billion. The challenge in the midst of that is most of our Caribbean countries are not disabled friendly. Those who have disability is not friendly towards those individuals. I don't mean to offend anyone in that community.
Yeah.
But so to your point, and you're hitting, oh man, because I have some things in the development for that. The reality of it is I need persons who are listening, because a lot of people listen to what, and they listen to your show and they watch your show. They don't mm-hmm. call, they don't text,
yeah.
but they
yeah.
watch. Mm-hmm. I am saying to you, you can get into the game by focusing on a group that is underserved.
That's
Trust
it.
Me when I say that.
Huge. I mean, listen, the excitement of it is, and that's why, you know, when you don't know, you don't do. But once you've figured it out, if you can retro one of those things where you just, there are, you know, disability advocates like Aaron Brown. You know, you can get someone like Aaron Brown just to come in and say, Aaron, listen, help me figure out how to make this work. Pay that woman whatever her value is, because she's going to make sure your space. When you market that, you can market that strictly to the billion-dollar value group that has no one to serve them. And that is your niche. And I think that that's something, when we talk about, you know, building or creating a development, who is your market, right? Like, what are we, and that's what I want to talk to about on the other side of the break. Who should I be building for now? And who should I be building for in 10 years? Because I was surprised to learn, Matthew and Matt and Nathaniel, y'all tell me that really it's a lot of women, single mothers, you know, like the professional mother with the one or two kids who now is looking for that townhouse. And you're like, really? Really? So sisters got it like that. We can buy a house by ourselves. This is powerful. You know, Diagla missing out. Say we have this. You know it. But I think that there is an opportunity with niche and knowing your market and learning that the vacation rental side. And I think, Matt, you did something recently where you were in the news, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so a lot of the points that Nathaniel was talking on are what we spoke about in that article, where we see the future being more heavily on that Airbnb side as opposed to the traditional route. People are going to be looking for, and they were looking for it before, and so we think there's only going to be an increase. People have become to a degree inundated and tired of, to a large degree, not entirely, because oftentimes you want the Atlantis experience, you want a Bahama experience. But oftentimes when you go into a new place, and I know this is for me specifically, when I go to a city, I might do both actually. Mm-hmm. I might do a couple of days at a hotel, but I also want to experience a little bit of the culture as well.
Yeah.
And so we think that that's going to be heavily the case, even more so the case in a COVID climate and a COVID environment. And you know, I think one of the things that's become clear to us, people are still kind of shocked by this, that the you know, it don't mean you ain't gonna get it, you know. and so, you know, when we reach, supposedly 80% vaccinations, you know, that still means you could still catch it. And
yep.
so that still means that people are going to want to mitigate those concerns as much as possible. The way that mm-hmm. you do that is by staying in properties. And I think Airbnb has made some adjustments, maybe within this COVID climate, where
yes.
there are additional boxes you could check to say
yep.
that your property has been sanitized within this environment.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Matt Sweeting, Nathaniel Butler from Druba Solutions. You're listening to The Hit Bag. We're talking about the real estate market now. Tips and tricks, really, to empire. And it starts with one idea at a time. We'll be back right after this.
That's it! Payback!
Imagine, that's where every advancement begins, with an idea that things can be different, better, now. Imagine a world where your entertainment experience was all about you, your style, your show, at your budget. At Rev, that's what we've imagined. To join the conversation and learn more about the future of Rev TV, visit us at rev.bs/imagine.
Cancer is smart. It pushes us. We push challenging conventional thinking, finding smarter solutions. That's what makes Cancer Treatment Centers of America one of the leaders in precision cancer treatment, using tools like advanced genomic testing and immunotherapy to bring more options to our patients. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, we're not just fighting cancer anymore. We're outsmarting it. Visit cancercenter.com/outsmart to learn more.
So, Gianna, how often have you been flossing? Mm-hmm. Well, you know that's not enough. And are you still working over at the daycare? Okay. How's Franklin? Haven't seen him at the club. Mm-hmm. I see. How are your boys doing? Okay. Sounds good. Now you just tell me if this hurts. Oh, boy. That's a doozy. Did I ever tell you about the shark I found in my pool?
With 99% of medical claims paid in under 5 days, we're like a dentist that doesn't try to talk to you with your mouth full.
Sounds good.
CG Atlantic. Insurance, health, pensions, life. Good like that. Atlantic Medical Insurance Limited, trading as CG Atlantic Medical and Life. Security and General Insurance Company Limited, trading as CG Atlantic General. Coral Isle Pension Services Bahamas Limited, trading as CG Atlantic Pensions. And Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited, trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
To the Hit Back with Nahaja Black. I hope that everybody's doing well, taking care of yourself as usual. It's a wealthy Wednesday. The goal on our Wednesday shows, you know that that's the goal. The goal is that we learn new ideas, think of things again, maybe we thought of before. Sometimes you need to hear something more than once, twice, three, four, five, six. They actually say you need to hear something at least 7 times before you actually even remember to think of acting on it. So this is one of those powerful things. So constantly hearing it over and over can maybe be the moment when you say, I'm tired of listening to y'all talk. Let me go do something. And so today we're talking about real estate. Real estate is an interesting discussion because many Bahamians believe that it is only a one-ticket deal. You can only do this thing one time. It was so hard to get it the first time. Some of us are still struggling to get it the first time. And so this is not something that we take lightly from a position of privilege, because I know where I'm from, Nat knows where he's from, Matt knows where he's from. So we are not people coming from a position of privilege. We are people who are every day trying to figure out the best way and can tell you the story of how we, have accomplished it on our own as well. And that's a story. And you can learn, I think, from the three of us, there's an interesting story to tell, you know, how you got it. You know, I don't know if hubby and I would have gotten it separately at the age that we did. So we had to use our tools together. And trust me, it was a struggle just to get that. We were self-employed. I would tell people the story. Self-employed, business owners. We had the bank money, Matt and Nathaniel. We had the money in the bank. And yeah, the money's sitting there. Every business transaction we've ever done was with this bank. And the money's been there. They could see how much money we've made, how much money gets deposited every week. More than enough. And it still took us a year. 2 mortgage applications. because it went past the 6 months and they made us do all of that again, all of that expense. Now, when the second time came around, Haji wasn't saved no more. I wasn't saved no more, because now I tell the man, he ain't grinning his bang by himself no more, because now a woman got to come and look at other woman and say, sweetheart, no more. That was a day. Yo, that was a day. Nice lady, too. We ended up being okay until she went into another field, but it wasn't, I wasn't smiling that day. In the words of the great Cindy Patrice Dachson, wasn't no slapping up that Tuesday. But it is what it is, right? And so it's a struggle. I only, it's really hard work. And it's amazing, you know, how difficult it is once you even have it to get a next one. Like, you can, no matter how much equity you got, it's still a struggle to get the next one. But it doesn't stop you from working and being prepared. And I think that's some of the things that we're going to be discussing more of today. We got Matt Sweeting, and Matt Sweeting from One Oak Realty. Is it One Oak Realty or One Oak Bahamas Realty, Matt? I can't see it. You're too far.
One Oak Bahamas. One Oak Bahamas. And the Oak stands for one of a kind. And we believe that the bad service is a pandemic. And we're here with the vaccine, the good one.
One of a kind. I like that. I just really thought y'all had something, and y'all just like oak trees. But I like it. I like it. And then we have Nathaniel Butler from Druber Solutions joining us, as usual, one of our great contributors to the show. And I love him dearly. He and his great partners to the show. Welcome back, Nathaniel, as usual. We got a call on the line. So let's get the call on the line, and I will share the call numbers with you as well. The call numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. You've got 325-4316 or 325-4259. Caller, you're on the head back. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Aj. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Nope.
And good afternoon to your guest, and good afternoon to the nation. Listen to the conversation, and I want to make a few points. First and foremost, the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, has created a bubble, and it's created a gap. And that gap is not on the positive side. That gap is on a complete negative side. In my view, this is not the place that the Bahamas should want to be to investing in real estate, because the market right now exists to the disadvantage of persons who have been in their homes for 20, maybe even 15, 30, 25, 18 years, because they've found themselves in many instances out of work, and their properties are going up for sale. And so that's a very tragic situation, to have a market exist where other persons are capitalizing on the demise and on the economic suffering of others. So that's the first problem that I see with what is happening in the country today. And there's nothing much on the horizon to change that downward spiral. Secondly, when you're looking at the investment of real estate, while you may be able to capitalize on other persons' downfall and get into the second or third home market, depending on where you are or your status in life, the cost of labor isn't changing, nor is the cost of material. And we're also looking at an increasing problem with financing institutions who, in many instances, aren't prepared to loan funds for construction. They want completed construction in many instances. And those who are prepared to allow the funding or the construction, they're asking for so much equity, cash equity, and all the other costs associated and all the other fees associated. It makes it extremely difficult. And so really and truly, this COVID-19 pandemic has created opportunities for those who would have already been pretty much secured financially even before the pandemic took place. And that is not a good place for the country. That is not a good look for the country. And what is missing, unlike other first world nations and even some third world nations, what is missing from the consideration is government support to put a bridge that gap where persons are moving from middle class status down to class or down to even poverty levels of status in a country. And that is what we need to be focusing on. But it's a great conversation. I just wanted to interject those critical points. Thank you for the opportunity, Naja.
Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy. Well, listen, those situations, and just to answer that as a point, that's a great point. It's a great point that there are housing issues in the country. You can't have a housing or buyer's market and not realize that that means that people are selling in mass. The challenge with anything when you're looking for opportunities, especially in housing, if you're in a buyer's or seller's market, if you're in a buyer's market, that means that people are losing their homes. That's never a good thing, right? So we're not saying that that's a good thing. These shows on Wednesday, their purpose is, at the end of the day, every one of us must come to a realization. And then this is where the struggle is. It is a struggle in this sort of time to have this, these sort of conversations. But the goal is, in its darkest time, there's hope. If we've learned anything, is that financial security, not job security, financial security is what should be our ultimate goal. Where there is inequity, we must, as a people, stand in unity. I can't believe I'm using all of these TY words. But we as a people must stand in unity to combat the inequities, all right? However, poor folk, I always say this, people, when you're struggling to figure out where you're eating, how you're gonna eat, you don't have time to take your head up to notice how people are voting, or to notice or to deal with what they're talking about in the House of Assembly. You know who got the opportunity to do that? That's what they pay us for, people like me. This is what is being said whilst you're to work. This is what's being done whilst you're trying to feed your children and making your check stretch. But at the same time, you know what happens when we just focus on people who are doing their job incorrectly, which is many of our politicians? We miss the fact that if on your house, my back is turned to my house, and my house is next to yours. So I'm protecting my house whilst trying to tell you how to save yours. There's a point in this conversation where we need to, as we listen and we take notice, we don't pay sole attention to what's going over on Hay Street. All you need to know is what the policies are. Focus on the policies, because the policies are going to affect your outcome. That's when you wake up. So for my brothers and sisters who are struggling right now, because from man, the only thing that saved me, that's why I'm a big proponent of it, is education. And my education came through government school. So it didn't have to be paid for. Education was the driving force. And so why I speak on education is so that my sisters and brothers whose children got to come up in the struggle, at least they can have that jump off, because the education is the thing that cannot be taken from us. The government made you be free. For us who have a little extra dollars, and listen, that's why the show don't just talk about housing. We talk about how do you get to pool your money. You all can't expect to do this thing alone all the time. The Sunshine Boys, the Bay Street Boys, the Number Boys, you all know this? Don't try to solve world hunger by yourself. Don't try to get out of the rat race by yourself. You got to find like-minded people. Who's reading the books you're reading? Who's listening to the audio you're reading? Rather than sitting under the domino, the tree, playing dominoes, just saying dukkha, whilst you saying dukkha, y'all could be talking about, listen, man, I saw this piece of property across the way. How you think I could get it? Whilst you in the barbershop, you know, listen, man, I see what they're doing with this policy with downtown and this thing. I could get a couple of them shares. Anybody want to pull together? Let's pull together and get a couple of those shares. This is what we got to do. The mindset can't be sitting and waiting. You still got to enact yourself. So I won't apologize for doing the show. Oh, no. More so than ever. We're going to do all of these shows. Oh, we're going to do them all. Because we ain't going to sit here 10 years from now and y'all still in the same spot waiting for government to solve all our problems. You know, you can't get rich that way, boo. You can't get freedom that way. So great conversation. And Anton, I appreciate you and I appreciate your points. It doesn't take from the reality that people are struggling. But for those who can take opportunity and advantage, let's take advantage. And then, because we're good-charactered people, we turn back around and help somebody out of the hole. You don't get out of the hole and leave someone in the hole. You turn back around and you get them out. And that's my job on this show. If I could get out, you could get out. And I ain't out good yet. I halfway out the hole. But buddy, I climb in. And if you're coming on the train, I'll tell you how I get in halfway out the hole myself. Get you going to join me on this train. All right, we got Matt Sweeting and Nathaniel joining me on the show. They say that little piece of sermonette. The sermonette had to come out. All right, we're talking about real estate. We're talking about this next move, the development phase, right? I want folks, and you guys heard my little soliloquy there. The goal is, how do you move from your home or your apartment to owning your own home? What should be, and not just home. I don't want to buy. I always tell people, I got a young person right now building a home in Serenity. I love her. She's going to look really good to her peers. But all I see is money paid up. That's for me, all I see is till death. I literally see the Latin of that mortgage till death. That's all I see it, right? She's a poor young thing. She's strapped down for forever. So I'm not the one who tells people go ahead and buy a house. I tell you, listen, this is your first one. Why? This ain't your forever home, man. You want a budget. Yeah. Why are you going there? Get yourself a little triplex. You still got another one to take care of your debt. And if you can't afford it, find somebody who you could afford it with. Maybe Diagla was right, but we digress. So how do we get people to look at, if my station is, listen, I make $40,000 a year. I'm fortunate. I make $40,000 a year. What can I do? Where can I go? What should I be looking for? Matt, you go first.
Yeah. So there are opportunities. So maybe you aren't at, maybe you've just started on your journey. Maybe you've connected with a group of solutions and gotten on the pathway to home ownership. And maybe that's a 2 or 3 or 4 year journey to get, especially, let me say this loud. If you own your own business, connect with Druber, because the journey, as Nahaja mentioned, is different for you.
Yep.
Your employees can get a loan quicker than you can.
Yes.
But you know, I was just thinking about to Nahaja's point and a side point as well. And let me start with Nahaja's point. You know, it's not too late. And I often talk about the fact that our generation, while we think differently, we still think the same to a large degree. And our parents oftentimes had the buy and hold mentality. Matter of fact, they came up with this thing called "you never sell real estate."
That's right.
Right? What? No, man.
Sounds like me.
Like you got some old people got acres upon acres upon acres, and they
really
and
just
them,
holding it.
Just holding it, because you don't do that. Why would I sell real estate? Now see what the caveat to that is, that makes sense unless you're doing it to get something better.
That's it.
That's the point that people usually miss, right? And so that girl you speak of, she, you know, if she was to hear this show or hear some advice, my advice would be, and again, it really depends on people's family dynamics. If your family dynamics allow for it, if you have a young family and your children aren't broken up every time you move, they aren't emotionally attached to that home, and you have the ability to move, she should put that house on the market while it's being built, right? Sell it, make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 profit, right? And then move on to the next one. Do it.
Buy
the lot next door. Absolutely. And I believe ambitious people, financially ambitious people, should be doing this over and over and over again. Mm-hmm.
That's brilliant. What? Mm-hmm. What? So hold on. Time out. All I heard was 30, 40 grand. You know, we got to stop the whole show. Pump the brakes. You're saying right now there's a market. If she's building this house now, there's a market where not only can she sell it while it's being built, but she can make an extra $30,000, $40,000, depending. It's a three-bedroom home, you know, nice size lot. Do you think that there's a market for that right now?
It's funny. You know, we've been trying to catch up again, right? Mm-hmm. Make us getting together a thing.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of double booked today. So I'm texting here as I'm working with a client right now that's looking at a home in Westwinds, right?
Mm-hmm.
This home is built on a 60 by 100 lot. You could get a lot in Westwinds for about 120. The building that we made an offer on and it fell out on was 1,600 square feet. So let's assume, just for round numbers, you were able to build that house at 160,000. You build a lot you bought the lot for 120,000. That puts you $300,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
That building, that same building we saw that you could potentially build at 300,000, we made an offer of $435,000. That is potentially, let's shave off VAT fees and real estate commission. You're making $75,000 on that easy.
Dang.
And that's one example of it. And so
that's
the opportunity,
huge.
Absolutely, absolutely. The opportunity,
well, I need to call
right
her right now. Because, man, don't worry, we're going to call you after the show.
Absolutely.
I need her to get in the money train, man. These young people, they can't be getting tied down to no mortgage around this time, man. You're going to be making money. And see, mm-hmm. that's my point. that we are doing things a different way. Nat, your thoughts?
No, I sit back and I laugh because it goes right back to strategy. And if you don't know, you don't know. And I think sometimes the desire of the big goal, we want it quicker or sooner than we are actually in the position to really afford it, in a sense. So I just was writing down some thoughts as I heard Matt. So I'm saying to the person who is right now, no money, zero.
I like that, no money.
No money. And also to the person who is making between $10,000 and $20,000. This is what we would call the bottom of the scale, right? They're making this per annum. I would say to them, one, team up with a real estate firm. Apprenticeship is free. Knowledge, what you gain out of that is knowledge. So in your downtime, you gain the knowledge. Follow me now. Knowledge is power. And what you can do, because we have a lot of properties that are doing the Airbnb. I'm just strictly focusing on Airbnb.
Yeah.
You do not need a special license to be a property manager. You can go to Inland Revenue, form your property management company after internship, where you learn the ins and outs about real estate, what could happen, what can't happen. There are a number of courses locally available by seasoned veteran property managers in this country. Matter of fact, there's a large contingent of persons who make a very comfortable living, right, Matt, on property management. Starting there. And I'm talking about you can do that as a second job, or if you're not employed right now, you could go full-time and learn this skill, right? And then here's the kicker. You persons who are not tech savvy, persons who are not able to clean, maintain, all of these stuff that normally needed or associated to the level of income that I mentioned, where you are extremely trained, extremely skilled, you now can offer that service to a fellow bid on that website and now generate money from it. That's just your entrance into this whole thing. Strategy number one. $30,000 to $40,000. We have a number of persons, I kid you not, some from the hotel who were working in the hotel and other industries as well, in retail. I mean, they are more on the high end. But in retail, what we call house hacking, where they live in a portion of it and they rent the other two units, renting the other rooms. They subdividing houses and all kind of.
Yes.
Now, I'm saying you got to also be mindful of zoning codes and all of those other things. I want to make that very, very clear. But I'm just saying that is also another way which persons within this income bracket can generate money, and they're in the real estate business. Now we're going to say over 50,000, going more towards 50 to 80,000. Now we're in a position, because it takes about almost $60,000 to live really comfortably in this country. You understand what I'm saying? Private school, all of these things.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. So now if you're more 50,000 going to 80,000, you're now in a position, maybe it may take a couple months, it may take a couple years. You're now in the position to either buy the vacant land, build on it, buy a property that is already developed, and you can now put that back into the market as we were talking earlier in the show. Okay. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And then those who are over 80,000, there's so many other strategies. Time won't even permit me to go into it. But guess what? I just gave you more than probably four different strategies for different income groups. So honestly, Lady Black, we have no excuse. We just lack the knowledge. It may take time to get the knowledge. I am not ignorant to the fact that there's limited in supply in regards to capital. However, and you've heard me say this over and over and over and over again on the show, and I will continue as long as you allow me to be on the show to continue to say this. Those at the top of the economic food chain in this country got there through a collective.
Yes. Yes.
Check the names, check the color of the skins, check all of these individuals. Every last one of them got there through the collective. And if you check it good, you would even see now some of them have even crossed out of the collective that they're in and forming new partnership with those who are not even a part of their collective. Mm-hmm. So we have to move away from this mentality that we, for the second home now, I'm talking about the second home and the third home, We are, as Matt mentioned, land rich. As Matt mentioned, we have the family cottage on the various different islands. We're probably dilapidated or is in a state that can be fixed. We now together as family, as friends, as civic members of specific organizations, neighborhoods, whatever it is, and put ourselves in a position that we can make this extra dollar together.
Wow, that's powerful. That's a sermon in and of itself. You know, I feel like I just heard my pastor say, say it one more time, together. Together. You know what I mean? You're somebody with gas, just say together. It was powerful. You know, because that's so true. That I think one of the challenges with us and wealth generation is that we do not trust each other. And we have, because financial knowledge for, I think for the majority of us as black people and Bahamians at large, because the wealth or the learning of how to make wealth was kept in such a small group, that financial knowledge didn't trickle to us. So we don't understand or live by financial principles. We don't live by those financial principles, so we don't work together with those financial principles. So a financial principle is, I understand the value of your dollar just because I understand the value of my dollar. I wouldn't want anyone to misappropriate the value of my dollar. So money creates wealth, and that if I know how to multiply it, it will create wealth. So I've learned about compounding that wealth. I understand how yours and mine comes together to form even greater power. If we understood certain principles of finances, I think that we would also, because we believe that money is scarce. Our scarcity mm-hmm. mindset is money is scarce. So, mm-hmm. man, you put 10 grand in my account. What? Gotta go. We grab that. Can't gone. Two trips to Freeport. I mean, to Fort Lauderdale. You ain't never see that money no more. And we got to ignore you for the rest of your life and then get mad at you when you look at me. So and I think that's because we haven't understood, we've not been taught the value of money, that it multiplies, only that it's scarce. So we see it, we get excited and we do criminality with it.
We want to take everybody on the journey, and everybody is not qualified to go on the journey.
Truth.
All right. True. And I know that for myself because I've done it. I've gotten burned from it. I could tell you, as though your heart bleeds and you want everybody there, you only could really work with those who qualify themselves to be there, whether that is in knowledge, whether that is in resources, but they have to do something to be on the side of you because only like-minded persons can work together.
I'm
telling you, I've seen a case where when two don't walk in agreement, they can't walk at all. So you have to make sure that everybody on your team has the right mindset. And if they don't, my friend, get out the pond and get into the ocean because there's plenty other opportunities and people out there just waiting for join the team to make that deal happen.
Yeah, that's so true. Some people you'll be like, I love you. I want you to, I don't want to leave you. No, don't worry about that. You're leaving them. You're just telling them, wait, you stay over there.
Yeah.
I can't take you in this ride with me. You know, some people don't take on certain rides. You know, we got a business to do. We go in together.
And when you get sorted out, you could come back and say, now, let me show you how to do this thing. Let me hold your hand on this thing.
Yeah. And I'll give you a little job. Maybe you don't want to be an entrepreneur. I can give you a job. I can give you a job at Real Money is because you might still be a thief, but we digress. Okay. Matt Sweeting, Nathaniel Butler, we're talking about real estate and also mindset. And I'm glad that we're hitting on these things because I think it takes, like you mentioned, Matt and Nathaniel, that it takes a certain mindset to think of yourself as someone who can own a real estate empire. That's a different mindset, right? Because again, a lot of us are still struggling on the one, right? Like, can we even just get one piece? I find that even in our country, we have a different value on, on our asset. Okay, if I have a triplex in Carmichael, I don't view it as valuable as the triplex. So I say somebody who owns the triplex in Cable Beach, they're richer than I am. But I wondered about that mindset there, because for me, I'm thinking, no, dude, like, you just didn't know how to make that niche work for you, right? So in that mindset, because I want people to understand that mindset too, how should we look at these properties? To me, I still see money. Everywhere I look, I see money. That's all I know. I get excited. You got a triplex where?
That's a person who I've been talking to a real estate agent. I'll tell you that. No, because once they had that conversation with Matt will tell you, you know how many people looking for homes off of Carmichael?
That's right.
And then, you know, I've always, yeah, and I don't know if it's the connection with real estate, but I've always been a fan of the game Monopoly. And while from a general income perspective, a recent Baltic Avenue might not be worth much, right?
Yeah.
Would you let the person next to you have Mediterranean? Hold on, that value changes, right?
Yeah.
So to bring that in connection, you know, that's equity, right? And so you might have the ambition of getting the condo and your Hay Street property that you inherited that you might think has little to no value, has value to the bank. It's appraising at over $100,000 you might really want. But in reality, that is a considerable piece on your financial goal list, right? You're $100,000 richer than you might have been without it. And so it has value because, you know, one thing I'm often shocked by, because rental prices, and you know, we're dealing with rental people in rentals every week, and people are surprised you can't get in Cable Beach for under $1,000. And when you see what you get for $1,500, you're shocked, right?
Yeah.
And so what the rental market I'm always surprised by is that there's a rental market everywhere, right? And Hay Street, there's an active rental market. In Pinewood, there's an active rental market. People are renting everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'll digress just for a moment here. One of the things that we oftentimes sleep on, and I just got a call about this morning, and it's an underutilized strategy in real estate is weekly rentals, right? We see a lot of people who you know, just life just deal them a bad card. So me and my boyfriend, we put our first loss and security into property. Mm-hmm. That was all I had in my savings account.
Mm-hmm.
I got a stable job, but I don't have another $3,600 to put into another property to move right now. Now that I find out that girl who he was working with, he was cheating on me with, right? I will move today, but I can't afford to. And so that weekly rental opportunity for the right people, again, you still want to put some protocols in place to make sure that you aren't renting to any and everybody. But I think that's an underutilized part of real estate as well, is offering that bi-weekly, weekly rental to people that, you know, for some reason, life just hit them hard.
I like that idea too. One of the things we, even with the weekly rental, that is a benefit. Just throw that out here, just as a benefit, right? Is that if in renting, you have to miss, your tenant has to miss like two payments before it is, you know, grounds for eviction, right? You got to miss two payments. Well, instead of it being 2 months payments, if it was a weekly rental, it's now 2 weeks payments.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can expedite eviction much quicker. Mm-hmm. That's just, sadly enough. Why do I know that? I'm just, just one of those things where you start asking all the questions.
Yeah.
What if we made it weekly? How would that benefit us? You know, so it's a weird thing. But something
and
to
if
consider.
If someone paid their mortgage weekly, what does that have? What effect does that have on their amortization?
Oh, man.
Oof.
Man.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So let me explain that one to you. So here's the thing. So most financial institutions have penalties and frameworks that prohibit persons from doing the weekly. What I'm finding now is that they will tie it to how you're paid. So if you're paid monthly, they would want you to get paid monthly. If you're paid biweekly, vice versa. But if you can show them that your salary is on a weekly basis, and you switch from monthly or biweekly to weekly, your amortization schedule, then you save in the long run in regards to the total principal you have to pay back. And then secondly, the payments are a little bit more manageable for you in a sense. So you're not coming up with this big, large sum. And it's a very reduced amount. Lastly, depending on the other penalties, if there are, they are, or I would always say sit down with your mortgage professional or specialist who gave you the loan to go through the contract to know what penalties exist. But if there's not a penalty that exists that allows you to make an extra payment on top of the weekly or make a additional payment at the end of the year or at the end of the month, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
You would find yourself paying off the mortgage not in months, but you shave off a couple of years.
Yes.
Shave off years.
Yeah.
Now, that's all provided on what type of penalties and policies would are in your contract. However, is this practical? Is this practical? Is this doable? Yes, it is. So that's why you have to sit down. If you're listening to me right now, the first call Thursday morning, of the bank that you're with, and we need to understand what penalties we have. We need to understand if it is possible to make the switch.
That's deep. This is that's like the biggest bit of news I've heard in a long time in terms of news, that things that I did not know that I didn't even, you could pay your, you're right. Cause I know we look at our amortization all the time and we're like, okay, ooh, well maybe we add, cause we're principal adders, right? So we add.
Yeah.
On the principal. Once we can, we add to the principal so that you can shave it down as much as possible. But we still pay monthly, right? So we're accruing all of that extra interest, and then you add and shave off the principal. This is that weekly thing.
Now, one thing I must admit too, when you're doing that, make sure you have your own amortization schedule and you're matching up with the bank. I think twice out of the year, the central bank allows you to get a statement from your financial institution of no cost. Once it goes beyond that, they may charge you, financial institution. The reason why I have to say that is not only banks give mortgages as well. And and then you sit down, you have the conversation. I want to be very clear. I said this in another show and I got some strange looks, but we have to remember that the financial institution is not, in some cases, our enemy. We pick them.
I'm not one of my friend yet, though. I'm just saying.
But if you sit down and you tell some of these professionals, I'm telling you, some of them have a really big heart. Some don't have no heart, but many of them do have a big heart. And they'll work with you. They will literally sit down and work with you. And if they're not, call me. My team will sit down. We will work with you. And if it comes down to it, we may find another financial institution that will work with you.
Well, see, that's where I got to go. I think that's it. I don't know. One day, I'm going to go in the, because I, you know, I try to let hubby go in, because I don't want to go in and, you know, you don't know if people like you or hate you. So you might as well just stay home. Just stay neutral, right? Right, Matt? Isn't that wise? Mm-hmm. The business I'm in, I better stay home. Let hubby do all the working, right?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You know, because I can't afford to tilt the scale in a negative way. But boy, sometimes I think, boy, I need to just, you know, like.
Say one or two things.
I wish I was still that wife then who could go in and just be harsh and black, but then just, you know, say you lift your voice a little extra octave, you know, just so people know you're crazy. You got a little bit of crazy in you. Mm-hmm. Can't do that now, but we digress. So you want to add something, Matt?
Yeah, and I'm taking it in a slightly different direction as well. We talk about these multifamily buildings and that being your real estate of choice. Newer to our place in the world is, what if you built the duplex all as separate units on the same and freestanding? And Nahaja, when we talk about looking at real estate and investments, I think I took you to one property that had this kind of feel. And so imagine now if you had a triplex, you said, I want to build a triplex, but of three of those buildings sat individually. Now, again, we're talking additional cost, we're talking additional wall and additional construction because these roofs are detached, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what that gives you now the ability to do is you can now condominiumize those units, sell those individually. You maybe sell two and end up with an individual unit absolutely at no cost that you don't owe a penny for. And if you do sell it, you end up with, let's call it $300,000 cash that you can now move into your next investment. And so I think that's something that we haven't seen a lot of, but I think it's a marvelous.
I loved it. And seeing it in person, man, listen, that's different. You know, when you're looking at what is it in essence, it looks like a development. You just created a development of non-connected or freestanding structures, but yet they're joined in a way. So this is a fascinating thing. And I think if by far, like you mentioned, it increases each property's value, each unit's value tremendously. But I'm sure that the cost is higher too, because now you don't have, you know, adjoined plumbing. You have different separate foundations.
Mm-hmm.
And what sort of landmass would I need? Because I think for me, that's a great ideal thing for vacation rentals on the family island. I love that. I love that idea that I can make something four units. They're in a square, but that individual pool in the middle. And whatnot, What would something like that cost? Because I'm thinking that my $500,000, the initial budgeting would work for that.
Yeah, more. That's more than enough. And if we're, I mean, you could do that right here. So 500 to get that done here.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Because again, what we're talking, we're not talking a large lot. We're talking about the same 5,000 square feet. That's a duplex lot. That's considered the minimum size for a duplex lot. You can do two detached units on that property.
That's true.
And so, yeah. And, you know, one of the major...
Inclusive of the property?
What's the question now? Let me be
inclusive
sure.
of the property.
Yeah.
Depending on and what so, area I'm in, though, of course, right? Like,
correct. There are certain restrictions based on the area. But generally speaking, that same idea could work on lots 50 by 100.
I like that. We'll talk about what area that is that I should do that on, because I like that idea. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahashu Black. Nathaniel Butler from Druba Solutions. Matt Sweeney from One Oak Bahamas. We'll be back right after this.
Payback. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
For the past 33 years, Great Commission Ministries has been defending the poor and hurting, feeding the hungry, and sheltering the homeless. We invite you to support our Live to Give program and make a difference in these challenging times. Become a donor by giving a one-time annual gift or a monthly donation of $50 or $100. Call Great Commission Ministries at 325-5801 for more details. Or visit our headquarters at 237 Wolf Road. Join Live. Public service announcement is proudly sponsored by this radio station.
Cancer is smart. It pushes us. We push back. Challenging conventional thinking. Finding smarter solutions. That's what makes Cancer Treatment Centers of America one of the leaders in precision cancer treatment. Using tools like advanced genomic testing and immunotherapy to bring more options to our patients. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. We're not just fighting cancer anymore. We're outsmarting it. Visit cancercenter.com/outsmart to learn more.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you'll also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to Fidelity Bank 7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
The Uber for items, packages, and documents. It's the Bahamas' most efficient domestic delivery service. We pick up and deliver for businesses and individuals, and we're open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for deliveries anywhere in Nassau. TF Express Delivery, the Uber for items, packages, and documents. Call us today at 815-4628 or visit our website, tfxdelivery.com.
Think safety first. Get to know LA Impact Windows and Doors. For the lowest and affordable quality hurricane impact windows and doors, garage doors, showers, shutters, casement and sliding windows and doors for residential and commercial business, installation, glass and roll-up shutter repairs, special discounts for contractors and senior citizens, easy layaway plans too. Feel safe with LA Impact Windows and Doors, located in the Southland Plaza, East Street South, just 3 doors north of the Teachers Credit Union offices. LA Impact Windows and Doors, impacting your view. Phone 322-3667.
This has been a great show so far. Hope that everybody's tuning in. We got a lot of questions, guys. Matt Sweeting and Nathaniel Butler joining us. We're talking about real estate. I've got a bunch of texts, guys, that I want to get to. And since we only have about 10 minutes, let's see how quickly we can get to it. Someone says, I need help to remortgage. Can they help or how can I do so? I'm in foreclosure. Nathaniel, Matt, any advice to that texter? Because it's very unfortunate that, you know, we have a lot of people stressed out that way. And Matt, I know Druba Solutions has with that you can assist with there. Quickly, guys, how can this person, what should they do? I would tell them call Druba Solutions.
Yeah, there's a couple other questions we would probably have to ask them. We need to know what stage of the foreclosure process they're in. And then that will tell us what type of remedy that they need to employ at that time. So I don't want to give a blanket statement, but of course they can reach out to us or they can text you after the show and then we could kind of deal with them directly. And anyone who's in that position, I would say, first and foremost, if you're at the beginning of it, talk to your legal professional, see what rights that you have from the Mortgage Act back in 2019 or 2018, and have that conversation first and then see if you can mediate that process there. If you can't, then the latter part of it, you should probably talk to the bank and a real estate agent to see how quickly you can probably sell it and get some of the equity back from it. Yeah. But like I said, there's further consultation in matters like that.
Yeah, and I gather that's where also Matt would be in and saying, okay, listen, you've helped folks who are in foreclosure. How in this market, have you seen people who are in foreclosure able to sell their home and still walk away with something other than just paying off the bank?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so what we reason when someone is in foreclosure proceedings, we more often than not, this is someone who's been paying a mortgage for a considerable amount of time, usually 8 years plus more often than not. And so they have equity in the property. Foreclosure gives them a unique motivation, which allows us to price the property appropriately, taking into consideration their equity and having them walk away and maybe start their new life in a different direction.
Yeah, and it's a tough process, but quickly, Druba Solutions, they can go to your website, they can reach you there. What's the website address?
DrubaSolutions.com. DrubaSolutions.com.
D-R-E-W Solutions.com.
D-R-E-W-B-E-R Solutions.com.
Right, I was totally wrong. And I said it so strong. You ever been wrong? And hello, Nahaja. Excellent show. Can you ask the man if there is a platform where individuals who own land but may not have capital can meet individuals who can build or developers who don't have land? Is there a way that you can meet in between so that I got the land and you got the dough? Let's go.
I'm going to throw Matt under the bus. So we're in the process. We're in the process of working on that because the question has been asked. And so we're in the process of working on that. So we probably may be able to make an announcement soon in the month of April on your show.
Well, look at God. There's the bells and whistles, big commercials and everything. I'm so excited. Right? You see how you got thrown under the bus. You got to love how this go. Matt, I was there for you, buddy. I was there for you. Would you give the same advice to a first-time homeowner in their early 40s making $70,000? I'm not sure which advice that would be. What is making $70,000? Man, the advice I'd give you is shake them cowbells. You rich?
We got to redirect them to figure out what is it that they want to do. How early you want to retire? What are your other goals? And then once we kind of have an understanding of the direction you want to be, to go in, now we have to assess the current situation. And once we have all of that information in front of us, now we're in a better position to say, okay, we could turn left, we could turn right, but at the end of the day, we're going to get to this destination. Here's some portals that may potentially be down that road if you go down that road. But at the end of the day, we could get there within this specific time. Yeah. But that would require some consultation.
Yeah, man. My answer seems a little under par now. Shake them cowbells, you're rich. That doesn't fly. Hey, early 40s? Man, listen, you ain't been in Paris yet? Don't mind me. Y'all don't do that. Financial planning, please. All right. Can you break down how much in fees should you expect to pay the realtor, government taxes, and buying fees? Lord, certainly. Just say a lot.
Certainly. I know, right? So we run, my guy Keith, our in-house mortgage broker, is texting me now about something we commented on earlier. And him and I ran the numbers the other day. If someone were to purchase a home at $250,000, let me just have you all guess. I know we run it out of time. And I know Nat knows these numbers. Nahaja, what would you guess someone needs to have in savings if they wanted to buy a home at $250,000?
Well, you got to have your tenant, so that's $25,000. Mm-hmm. You got to spend 10% for your realtor. Right, or are we splitting it? I don't remember. Oh my God, I'll just put it at a slow 40.
Slow 40, and you're absolutely right. The number is about $43,000 you need to approximately have in savings. Now there's some ways around that number being so high, but generally speaking, you need about $40,000 to purchase somewhere around $250,000. And so that puts you at about 15 to 20% in savings to answer their question.
And does that include but with legal fees, it's supposed to be your indemnity insurance and all of that stuff is in there as well.
So let me break down those fees for them really quickly. The buyer pays no real estate commission. And this is kind of one of those best kept secrets. And this is why we think that every buyer should have a real estate agent on their side. It's something that a course that I did, buyer's representation, meaning that I've done training specific to help buyers. So that fee is entirely free to you. But a buyer will pay half of the VAT. VAT on real estate transactions over $100,000 is 10%, which is shared. And so you're paying 5% of the VAT and you're paying your legal fees plus VAT, which is 2.5%. And you're paying that on the mortgage and you're paying that on the conveyance. So it's about 5% when you add it all up for the buyer.
Wow. That's okay. Okay. Yep. No, I don't like fees, but it's hard pressed on every side. Someone said it was black. You mentioned Erin Brown. No, it's Erin, E-R-I-N, Miss Erin Brown. She's not a web designer. She's a
diversity consultant.
Yeah, diversity consultant. And she's just fantastic where she will really, anything you need in terms of diversity, in particular for disabled persons, but she is a consultant for diversity. She will be able to help you get your space. And anything that you need, your company lined up with how to be better suited for all persons. Someone says, personally, I would calculate the required return and payback period. Also, I would look at my internal return rate of return. Then I would look at all those other statistics. The real issue in many small businesses is they employ federal. They are only for external uses. And I gather that was probably at the beginning that we were talking about... I can't remember. I know it was at the beginning. I can't. My mind is shutting down now. It's almost 6 o'clock. Okay. So, guys, again, there were so many things that we could have kept on talking about because, this is one of my favorite topics. And it ain't even like I'm rich yet. My God. I really should get paid for all of this knowledge. That's what the talk show for. I bring y'all on. Matt Sweeting, One Oak Bahamas Realty. Right? One of a kind. I love it. That was pretty impressed. I like that name. And of course, Nathaniel Butler from Druva Solutions. Guys, thank you so much for today. As per usual, bringing great commentary. It's amazing. We got to go. 90 minutes gone, just like that. We'll do it again, of course, because I know we got another show where we got a gentleman who can tell us from the beginning to the end how he comes with real estate. Guys, thank you again. Matt Sweeting, Nat Butler. Everyone listening on the Hit Back with Nahaja Black Guardian, 96.9 FM. Special thanks to my producer. We're out.
The hand me down. That's the bank. Now you're pumped. You got to get ready. Got a big payback.